Okay, thank you very much. So what are the real reasons for the intention of NATO enlargement summit to be held as soon as 2008 and not in 2006? Is it because the applicant countries aren't ready or because NATO isn't ready?
I'm glad to be able to prevent misunderstandings here. The talk about NATO summits in 2006 and 2008 does not change the calendar in any way, so does not influence the process of NATO enlargement at all, be it in Macedonia or be it elsewhere. That NATO might have these summits, a formal decision has not been taken, does not change the process of NATO's door being open and those countries fulfilling the conditions in this performance-based process being invited and finally entering NATO. So there is no direct relationship, sir, between possible summits and the position of Macedonia or other applicants for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you stood by American position. What is not reasonable in this is that the Adriatic Charter countries, which proceed through several years of membership action plans, are now being equaled with Ukraine, a state that hasn't even been involved in this kind of process.
First of all, I have not stood by any position because I don't know there is a position. And as a Secretary General, my job is to keep my independence and to see that misunderstandings are avoided. The second misunderstanding is that we are now in the process of entering a discussion where the who comes first and who comes last is popping up. You mentioned the Adriatic Three, the countries who have membership action plan, who are definitely, of course, more advanced to NATO membership than others. But since this is, I repeat, a performance-based process, I can't possibly say when the who and the where. What I know is that your country, your nation, is steaming ahead, fulfilling the conditions for NATO membership. That there are other nations who think that Euro-Atlantic integration is their way, and you mentioned Ukraine, which is a very important country, of course, as well. But I cannot possibly say, quite honestly, and I stress again, the summit discussion has not changed this process in any way. So let me tell to all Macedonians, all of them, that there is no difference in your position in Skopje. Before NATO started this discussion or afterwards. The position is exactly the same. And I encourage your country, I encourage Macedonia to go on with the reform process as you are doing at the moment.
Sorry?
I was saying that I encourage Macedonia to further steam ahead, full speed, I would say, in bringing about the necessary reforms for NATO membership, because I say again, it's performance based.
Yes, Macedonian opposition accuses the government for not doing its homework in the part of the reforms, which, as it is said, is the reason for postponing the invitation from NATO. On the other hand, the government is unsatisfied with the NATO group assessment for the applicant countries, including Ukraine, simply saying that Macedonia is leading the group in this reform process. How much is Macedonia's fault for the delay, and in what degree we are talking about other global political interests?
Point number one, it is nobody's fault. Point number two, there's no delay, because the situation has not changed. And we should not, and you should not, nobody should, I'm of course not entering what is an internal debate in Macedonia, that goes without saying, that's not up to me as Secretary General. But I stress again, one, there's no delay. Number two, there's no discussion about who comes first and who comes last. The only point which is relevant is that NATO's door is open. That I have been on record many times in Skopje, in other cities, that I am in favor as Secretary General of this open door policy, that I am sure that NATO will enlarge, that I am sure that Macedonia will at a certain stage fulfill the conditions for NATO membership, and that I encourage all Macedonians, government and opposition alike, I should say here, because of course I'm not taking any position, to make it happen in the government and in the parliament, because the parliament needs to support the government, that Macedonia fulfills these conditions. And NATO's open door is open. You know that this performance-based process is a strictly individual process. There is no flock, there is no herd which should come in together or not together. It is simply based on the answer to the question, is in your case Macedonia ready and has it performed sufficiently to be invited to become a NATO member? It's a very easy question, it's a very easy answer, and the situation has not changed at all compared with the situation as existed before NATO started to discuss to have summits. That's a clear message I want to bring to you today.
Sorry?
That is the clear message I have for you today.
Is it possible for one country, for example Macedonia, to get a NATO membership invitation on its own?
There is no flock here. NATO has always said and always stated, and that is the position today as we speak, and that will remain the position, that this open-door policy of NATO is a process which is taking place on an individual basis. So there is, I repeat again, there is no group or flock of nations. I know the Adriatic Three are working closely together. But basically, NATO's open-door policy is about the performance of individual nations. I applaud the Adriatic Charter. I applaud the way Croatia, Albania and Macedonia are working together. Absolutely, I think it's a good thing. I'm of the opinion that Euro-Atlantic integration is the one and only recipe for the Western Balkans for longer-term security and stability. I haven't changed my mind. NATO hasn't changed its mind. But it is an individualized process, and we will focus in NATO on each and every individual country.
Don't you think that that NATO, the alliance, sends bad negative security signal in this period when Kosovo status talks are expected to start?
Trust me, and accept, understand. But more important, accept the signal I'm sending into your cameras. And that is definitely not a negative signal, it's a positive signal. It is a signal that the door is open, the door will remain open. That the membership action plan countries are on their way to NATO. I'm sending a very positive signal into your microphone and camera today and to the people of Macedonia. So let's, again, I say, avoid the wrong impression that there is any negative signal coming from NATO. There's not.
Okay, Secretary General, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.